5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Overtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Overtime, your weekly source for all things Overwatch. I'm your host, Jacob Hujic, and with me today is Taylor Severn.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing today, Taylor?
I'm okay. How are you doing today, Jacob?
I'm doing good. A little sleepy. Didn't get too much sleep last night, but probably because of that, I'm feeling great. Yeah. I'm just, my brain's in a weird headspace.
You feel great because you're tired.
Usually lack of sleep makes Jacob act funny and weird, so this is going to be a good episode, I think.
No, I think that's just drinking. Have you been drinking?
No. I want to, but no.
Like, no, actually, that's worse. Jacob, have you not been drinking? Are you okay?
That's a danger sign for me, eh? Oh, boy. We got lots of stuff to talk about today. Just a quick rundown. We got some patch notes. We got some reporting system updates. We got some PTR patch notes, sorry. We got some game modes. We got some maybe new maps. So,
let's start. We got a voice line.
Oh my goodness. I can barely hear that. We'll talk about it at the end.
And that's why it's a hint. You can barely hear it. You don't know what's up.
Right. For sure. Just like us.
It's a tease.
First of all, is the PTR patch notes are up. They have some pretty interesting stuff in them. I was wondering if... not wondering. I was hoping to discuss them with you.
Pretty interesting for Jeff, the game is balanced, Kaplan... to say.
we got first up we'll skip the unimportant stuff. It's the hero updates that we're really here for. Junkrat's getting a big update on the PTR, and again, like always, we will likely see this in live, although not 100%. So first of all, Junkrat concussion mine, he can now hold two of these. That's his, like, whatever you want to call it, this C4, well, it's not Claymore, but, his C4, his detonated bomb.
Spoilers, concussion. It's called Concussion Mine.
It's Concussion Mine. Well, you know, some people might not know what it's called. I think it's on a shift key, right?
Yeah.
It's been a while since I played
it. I call it the thing I throw.
the thing you throw, that explodes, and you can ride. He can now have two of them. Some people are worried because... currently, I believe the mine does 100 damage. So if he threw out both, he could one-shot people.
I don't think he can throw both at the same time. It's
gotcha.
Like one at the one does the charge, and you can think of it like he has charges. And so he uses a charge, and then he has another charge immediately while the other one's charging up, so... he's able to use it twice before going on cooldown, but also the cooldown's going while he has... explaining this badly. But essentially,
no,
you can't use it at both at the same time. It's just you have two charges of the ability.
Right.
And one really cool thing is this now lets him double concussion jump. Because before he could concussion jump, but now he can double concussion jump.
Yeah, because he can use it in midair, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to hugely improve his mobility. I know a lot of people, especially at the higher level, one of the reasons why Junkrat isn't used is because the trajectory on his jump, like he falls pretty slowly, and like he doesn't have anything else that he can do in midair. So you can tell where he's going to land and can kill him. And because he's falling fairly slowly and predictably, you can kill him in midair as well. This makes him like much more unpredictable. He can use that second charge at any point and completely change his trajectory, which is very, very cool.
He throws it up and then rockets himself down. Boom. Junkrat, balanced now.
Junk butt, best butt. So, his other change that's happening to him is the rip tire.
Because his ult's always been really bad.
Yeah, I think arguably one of the worst ults in the game. Early on it was pretty good, but people have learned how to play around it. So the tire's movement speed has been increased by 30%, which is sizable. And there's no longer a limit to how far you can wall climb with it. So you can climb up, as far as I understand, everything.
Yeah, I've seen some ridiculous things already from the PTR. And some people have been like, oh my god, that's going to be so annoying. But that makes it so much more interesting.
Yeah, like, it, it can just come at you from so many more sides. Granted, the time limit is still there. It moves faster, but the time limit is still there. Mm-hmm. But you can approach people from unique directions now, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I saw a clip of it essentially parkouring over the roofs of Eichenwald.
That's pretty cool.
It was really cool.
I will say, I've faced a fair few Junkrats recently, and I feel like the Junkrat players are the ones who, like, I am a Junkrat main. There's some pretty interesting stuff you can, like, pretty, well, I won't say oppressive, but you can really put out the damage as Junkrat, and yes, at higher levels, people know how to deal with him. I feel at low levels, I'm a little worried the Junkrat might become a little strong, but we will have to see.
And, I mean, the solution to that, Jacob, is get good. Come on.
Yeah, the Junkrats are getting good. That's the problem, Taylor. They're too good.
They're getting good at a rate that's better than Jacob.
Yeah.
And it upsets Jacob.
And that's unacceptable, and I demand action be taken. Next up is Orisa.
We must take action against Orisa.
I don't know what my next word was, so I just continued. Orisa is the next.
He had a joke planned, but he didn't know it.
I wouldn't say a joke. I had planned for something to come out of my mouth, and then it didn't, so I moved on to the next topic. Orisa's fusion driver, her basic attack, the projectile speed is being increased by 20%. As someone who plays mostly Orisa now, Orisa is basically my main. I really like her. She's really fun. It's sometimes hard to hit people with her left click. Like, never mind the damage on it, which I know they decreased a while back. Mm-hmm. This will really, really help, because I've been using her against Pharahs recently and been doing okay. Now it'll be much, much easier to hit mid-air target. Well, hit all targets, including Pharah.
What you're saying is all guns should be hit scan. Even Pharah's rockets.
I mean, it does feel good. Hit scan feels pretty good. Her other change is to her protective barrier. They're basically changing the size and shape. The size is being increased by 20%.
And now it's more curvy to make it sexier.
Yeah, curves have been added for our pleasure. The shield is more rounded, or rather curved, at the bottom end, so that if you use it on something that's already raised, like for example the payload, it will cover a little bit below it, which is a nice touch. Roadhog will be the next change. This is pretty big. As many of you know, Roadhog is not in a good place right now.
He needs some love.
He needs something. There's not much he can do that other people can't do better. The only thing he really had going for him was his massive health recovery, and that's where they're targeting these changes. Take a Breather, his healing ability, can now be used while moving. This is pretty big. Like
that on its own, game-changing.
You can start using it while under fire and then head to cover, all while healing. That's not all, though. That's pretty big, like Taylor said. But damage taken while healing is being reduced by 50%. This makes him super tanky. He was the only tank that didn't have damage mitigation. He now has damage mitigation.
Explain that.
I was recently playing the PTR to test out some of these changes, and Roadhog was one of the ones I played. The Take a Breather now is like, you are so unkillable. Like, unless it's on cooldown and you're facing like a couple people who really want to kill you, you're fine. Like,
it's
strong.
I imagine it's like those scenes in Archer where people are trying to talk to Archer, but he's drinking a drink, and so he just like puts up his finger and they have to wait for him to stop chugging his alcohol. I think that's a lot like Roadhog now, where he's just healing and people are trying to kill him, and he just like holds up his finger. He's like, one second,
guys. I'll be there in a minute.
I'm healing. Don't worry. I'll be here when I'm. Be there when I'm done. Widowmaker. Talking about being there when I'm done. Widowmaker.
What?
Her grappling hook cooldown has been reduced by 4 seconds, which is just a nice quality of life.
Basically, everything in this is about mobility. Junkrat's got more mobility. Roadhog can move while healing. Orisa's bullets move faster. Widowmaker, she can get out of dodge a lot quicker, a lot more often.
What's Orisa's mobility? You know, her bullet speed.
She's not moving. her bullets might as well.
Yeah, that's a really nice change. Cool. But what's nice. Interesting is the next change. To Venom Mine, so her little mine that she places, it mm-hmm. makes it so when you're poisoned by the mine, she can see through. She can see you through walls, like her ult. So it's like a mini ult that's personally for people that are behind her.
You know, every now and then when your character just starts coughing, and then you realize, oh yeah, Widowmaker, like that mine, I completely forgot. Well, yeah. she can now echolocate you by your coughs. Is basically what's happening.
Perfect 10 cough.
One thing about this that I kind of dislike is the fact that now both of our sniper characters, well, two of the three sniper characters, have a see-through walls ability, but then I remember that Widowmaker's alt does the same thing, so yeah. Whatever. They're both on basic abilities now.
Widowmaker is always been about seeing through walls, so I'm perfectly okay with her having it. What mm-hmm. we should do is take away Hanzo's and give him a second scattered arrow. But it, like, scatters in a different way. So, like, you shoot it twice and, like, it just covers everything.
You're the worst person.
Yeah.
I've been killed by so many scatter arrows recently. I don't know what's going on.
Imagine if he had two. And he can shoot both at the same time
as well. Yeah, like, they just cover, like, everywhere one set of scatter arrows doesn't cover, the other one's got their back. Don't you worry about it.
He shoots one scatter arrow, and then he throws the other one. That's what they added.
I swear to goodness, I think my characters are magnetized. Like, because, like, I just... All that shrapnel just right into my character's face. I don't understand what's going on.
This is a total non sequitur, but me and my friends were looking at the Overwatch skins.
Mm-hmm.
Going through them. And there's a cyborg Hanzo skin. And we looked at it, and we're like, oh, okay. And then it's like... You know, I really want this skin to literally just be Genji with a bow. I'd be so happy with that. It's the worst idea, but I want it.
Once again showing, that you are the worst person.
I main all stealthies in Heroes of the Storm.
Just thinking about that.
I am just literally the worst person.
How could I annoy both the enemy and my teammates?
2 scattered arrows. 1 to kill, and the other to steal kills.
That pretty much does it for the fixes. There are some, you know, you can change the opacity of your aiming reticle. Bug fixes as usual.
Over the bug fixes that cause AI heroes to get themselves stuck while traveling to the well point capture point on Ilios.
The other big thing, besides whatever you just said, in these patch notes, is deathmatch. Deathmatch and team deathmatch are now a thing in Overwatch, at least on the PTR.
I wanted to say deathmatch, pause the da dun da da from Terminator.
Dun 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 dun, dun 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 dun. I can't remember how it goes. Yes, deathmatch. That's a thing.
I'm sorry.
Dun 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 dun. There you go. Yeah. Anyways, deathmatch is now a thing.
How dare.
Jeff knows that he once said there will never be Overwatch or team. Or there will never be deathmatch in Overwatch.
There will never be an Overwatch in deathmatch. He sounds like an Overwatch villain.
Isn't he?
I think
Russell was Jeff prepare for death.
I think he's that robot guy in disguise from the comic book.
He's a transformer?
No, he's just like wearing a mask, pretending to be a robot.
Right.
You're
so
horrible at making that noise.
I mean, I can try harder, but I really don't want to. Team deathmatch and deathmatch. It's a
thing.
I tried it out. Nope, we're done. I tried it out.
Okay.
I tried it out. I tried out the new map that came with it. The new map.
Oh, yeah, spoilers. New map as well.
Yes. So, how was it? It was fun. It's definitely... there's a developer video attached to our show notes.
You should probably watch it if you want to know more about Deathmatch. Or just probably. Play it.
It's, Jeff says, like, it's... Whoa! We got alarms going off. Jeff was saying that it's a good way to kind of blow off stress after, you know, some bad competitive matches, or is a good way of warming up, and I think that's very accurate. It's, you know, especially free-for-all, you just get in there, you hunt around in whatever map you're in. Speaking of which, speaking of the maps, only a select few maps will be playable on it, as well as some of the 3v3 maps are also going to be used, as well as a brand new map, which is called, let me see if I can find it.
Chateau Gulliard.
Yes.
And in case anyone was wondering, I had a phone call just there, and I won, like, free decking.
Why are you still here? Like, go!
Because I need to talk about Chateau Gulliard. If you know your lore, which we know we don't, Gulliard is actually Widowmaker's real last name. Her maiden name, in fact.
Yes, her maiden name. And this is her ancestral home.
This is where they've been born since the dawn of man.
Since the dawn of Gilead. It's a big classic castle, manor thing. It looks good. Lots of different crevices. There's jump pads.
Always good.
And they're actually, like, super useful. Like, being on a jump pad and just shooting at people is very fun and a common strategy right now. So those are the maps. I really like Chateau Gulliard. And I think I've said that three different ways.
Say it another way and we'll be okay.
Gulliard! The game mode is fun. I really like the maps. I don't think it's something I'm going to be like, oh, like I have to get in there and play some deathmatch. But
deathmatch on.
I feel it's like Jeff said, it's going to be a nice way to just kind of blow off some stress, play a few quick rounds, and just have fun.
We're seeing more of a round Overwatch game.
Yeah, Overwatch has the player pool, like the amount of players. It's big enough to support many different types of modes, so why not put them in there? Makes the game interesting. The thing I will mention after having played it is that, surprisingly, I don't know if this was just a really good couple players or if she's just that strong. Mercy, surprisingly good on Team Deathmatch, or rather on Deathmatch, just free-for-all. I saw a couple of them pretty high up or winning. Soldier is all right. He was one of the ones I went to immediately. And then potentially the strongest, especially now because he has his buffs on PTR, is Roadhog.
What?
I know. It's amazing. Solo Roadhog, how can he be so strong? Just like with into the 3v3 elimination, he's got heals, he's got that pull, and he still does a fair bit of damage. Basically, in a free-for-all, most people are walking around at least slightly damaged. Pull one of them in and you can almost one-shot them, which is a nice return to form for our dear hog buddy.
Find someone almost dead and then kill them.
and then dead them. So yeah, that's Team Deathmatch. Or rather, Deathmatch. I don't know why I keep insisting on putting team at the beginning of it.
Well, there is Team Deathmatch.
Yes, there is. I haven't tried that yet, but I'm sure it's just as good. I know, I'm a teamist.
Yeah.
The last big thing isn't something official. It's not part of this... Sorry. Before we get to that, I completely forgot. There was one thing that happened very recently, a couple hours ago. Overwatch confirmed that it will now be sending emails to people... To people who've reported other players saying, hey, action has been taken against this player. Some sort of punishment has been doled out. It's not explicit as to what whether they were silenced, banned, or suspended. It just says, hey, thank you so much for, you know, helping to keep our player pool nice and friendly. Action was taken against a player you reported. Thanks again, bye. It's not a long email, but it is something just saying, hey, we're doing stuff, and you're a part of that stuff. Which is pretty cool. Yeah. Getting back to what I was just about to get into, that unofficial thing, it's basically a spoiler. A new map is being hinted at, or data mined. Taylor, do you have a little bit more information on this?
We're talking about the voice line that got data mined?
Correct.
Okay. A voice line got data mined.
Wow.
It says, is the female announcer, it is, oh, what's her name? Winston's computer.
Oh,
Athena.
I like how we both got it at the same
saying,
time.
Saying, welcome to Junkertown. And I feel it's a start of an MMO!
Yes.
No.
This is the relaunch of Titan. It is now called Junkertown. Everyone plays Junkrat and Roadhog and has fun.
But no, it's probably going to be a new map. Possibly new game mode. And Junkertown is Australia. They didn't rename it or anything. That's just what Australia is. I've been in an offensive mood. I'm sorry. I've been playing like a lot of McCree, a lot of Sombra. I'm sorry. Anyway, and it's where Junkrat holds his house. I'll describe that as.
Mm-hmm.
And
It's a
Diva
hole in the dirt.
Was there?
It's a hole in the ground. He made it with bombs.
And Diva was there. It's canon. It's part of her skin. There's a paragraph about it. You can't deny it anymore.
It's actual factual canon.
Yeah, and we'll get to see Junkrat being king again. He'll obviously be the best on this map, like how Widowmaker is best in Deathmatch because of the new Deathmatch map.
Yep.
There's her house.
Yep. Yep, and how Pharah is good on Ilios because she's Greek.
Yeah, well, no, it's the she's not that good because she's too much of a baby.
The jetpack helps, though.
You'll only get benefits from your location if you're 10 years old, but not if you're a senior. That's why Ana doesn't have it on the Necropolis map.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. I didn't want people to be confused.
I don't want them to be going out there with incorrect information. I want them to be fully informed of the actual factual facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Was there anything else you wanted to mention?
I'm looking. We played a lot of Overwatch, which is surprising for us.
Cause... Yeah, we have. But I wanted to talk about that. Recently, there have been a couple of reports of, you know,
the game is dead.
Yeah, the game basically dead. No one's playing it. It was literally just me online, and I had to face myself. No, it was just like
he put me against bots. It was the first time that's ever happened. I think Jeff Kaplan came in chat and said, "I'm sorry, it's done.
The dream is over."
Yeah.
But there have been a couple less people playing. I know from my friend group that less people were playing. It was harder and harder for me to just get into the game. And lately, it just took one of my friends getting into it late. Someone who always gets into the games late for some reason.
That is actually his thing.
Yeah, it's weird. Usually it's in the sequel, but I guess getting into the second year of the game.
This is the sequel of Overwatch. Overwatch 2. Doomfisted.
Anyways, getting back on to our non-topic. I got back into the game again. We've been playing a lot. It's been fun. I don't know where I was going with it. Oh yeah, people were just saying like the game was like losing players and it's no longer at the top of the South Korean PC Bong charts. The game grew so big so fast. This is to be expected. Like, it can't just keep growing. A whole year of steady growth is pretty good for a game, especially to the amount that Overwatch... Like, it was basically the biggest game, and I... Well, I guess League of Legends was still there.
I feel you're looking at it from a bubble.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Sorry, but like it got really big really fast. That you can't deny.
It was on some charts.
Yes. So now that things have kind of slowed down, I don't think is, you know, spelling doom for anything at all. I think the game is still in a very, very good place.
It only spells doom if a fist follows.
Correct. There you go. And with that, I think we're going to end the show because I'm starting to ramble.
And thank you for this 20-minute show.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. You did good, this job, viewer.
Yeah, really, we couldn't do this without you. Send us emails. If you like what you heard here today, please consider subscribing or giving us a rating. Ratings on iTunes are very, very helpful to the show. It helps put it in their charts of how people find shows. Very, very useful. Please, please do that. If anything, it'll cost you nothing. You can also rate the show. You can email it at owovertime@gmail.com. That's owovertime@gmail.com. Any questions, comments, or concerns you have regarding the show, you can send them here, and we can even read them out on the air. You can also follow us on Twitter at @ow_overtime@twitter.com. Feel free to do that to get updates about the show. So, that wraps us up. So, for me and Taylor, we will see you guys next time.
Overtime.